Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this fourth Sunday of Advent is written in Luke chapter 1, beginning with the 26th verse. It is written, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.' And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When's it going to rain in Lake Havasu? When pigs fly. Will technology get rid of all sickness and death? When pigs fly. Our reaction to certain things is, that's impossible. I'll believe it when I see it. When it comes to matters of our faith, however, we can't use exactly the same approach. Mary didn't respond to the angel's message by saying, "When pigs fly." She believed, even without seeing. Today, the angel proclaims the greatest miracle to us. The baby is both Son of God and Son of Man. The virgin shall conceive a son, and nothing will be impossible with God. The angel announced to Mary, "Greetings, O favored one." These aren't words of warning, but of comfort. They show God's grace toward her. She is also told, "The Lord is with you." God's presence is with her. This isn't the terrifying presence of God on Mount Sinai. Instead, this is the gracious presence of God, an account of Gabriel's message. Mary was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. This would be confusing and a little scary. What's going on here? Why is this angel in my house? What's God trying to say to me? But fear was unnecessary. The angel announce God's blessings and comfort. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. After greeting her, the angel declared, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. This will be a great miracle." A miracle is when God works beyond ordinary means to bring about something extraordinary. Even though Mary neither was married nor been with a man, she would conceive a son. There are examples of miraculous conception in the Old Testament, but always within the marital union. This is seen with Isaac, Abraham, and Sarah's son, or the prophet Samuel, born to Hannah and Elkanah. But this conception is a different and even more miraculous event. Mary wondered, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" This is an honest question. How? The angel provides the answer. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." The infant would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. We often confess this in the words of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary." It can be easy to skim over these words without pondering this amazing miracle. The Holy Spirit worked Jesus' conception inside the womb of the Virgin Mary by his almighty power. Jesus, the infant who was conceived, is both Son of God and Son of Man. It was prophesied that the coming Savior would be from the lineage of King David. David was just a normal human like us. "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Jesus is the offspring raised up from David. By means of Christ's virgin birth, he shares in our humanity. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. He has a human nature, just like us. The name Jesus means "the Lord is salvation." He became human to bring us salvation. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is a great and mysterious miracle. God humbled himself in becoming a man to save you. As both true God and true man in one person, he died for you on the cross. Not only is Jesus the Son of Man, but he is also the Son of God. He is eternally begotten of the Father. "I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my Son. Today I have begotten you.'" as true God, his death paid for the sins of the whole world. As true God, he rose again on the third day, victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Gabriel explained, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." God the Father will give the throne of King David to his son for eternity. Throughout eternity, Jesus rules over the house of Jacob. The house of Jacob is a reference to all believers in Christ. Paul writes, "But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named." This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. All who are descendants of Jesus by faith are children of Abraham and of the house of Jacob, part of his eternal kingdom. Mary responded to the angel's wonderful announcement with a great example of faith. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary trusted in God's words. She couldn't see it or understand it, but she trusted in God's words of promise. Mary's example of trust in God's word is completely the opposite of how our sinful nature reacts. Our sinful nature doubts God's word. The miracle of Jesus' conception can seem far off and distant, more like a fairy tale than reality. It can be hard to believe in the Lord's Supper and baptism. Our sinful nature thinks, "I can't see it, so I don't believe it." Our doubts about God's word shows that we're sinners and that we need help. Our sinful nature doubts, but nothing is impossible with God. God accomplished the impossible in sending his son to become incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Jesus, as both Son of God and Son of Man, took our place under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. He avoided all of our sins, including our sins of unbelief and doubt, died upon the cross, and rose again on the third day. Christ accomplished the impossible in laying down his own life for us. "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." God declares to us, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." Not only did Mary receive Christ, but you also receive Christ. God performed the greatest miracle in sending his son for you. Amid all of your doubts and sins, do not be afraid. Your sins are forgiven. You have found favor with God on account of Christ. Nothing is impossible with God. In Advent, we prepare in faith for the Savior's coming. We can't see him, but we believe in his words. In faith, created by the Holy Spirit through God's word, not only Mary, but even we say, "Let it be to me according to your word." Even though we can't see, we believe the word. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We believe the greatest miracle. Jesus became incarnate for us. Mary didn't respond to the angel's message by thinking, "When pigs fly." Instead, she responded in faith. By faith, Mary believed even though she couldn't see. By faith, Mary believed that Jesus is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. By faith, Mary knew that Jesus accomplished the impossible in dying for her sins. By faith, we also believe in the virgin birth, and that Jesus is both Son of God and Son of Man. By faith, we also believe that Jesus accomplished the impossible in dying for our sins. Believe it. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.